Burns to return by next Friday and make report. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, the 11th of March, 1914, page 1, column 1. World's greatest detective is making investigation of Frank's case in several northern cities. He visits Osborne, handwriting expert Burns wires, the Constitution that he is at work on the case, but declines to discuss any of details. Detective William J. Burns, America's greatest sleuth, is at present engaged in investigating the Leo Frank case in New York and other cities. He will return to Atlanta either Friday or Saturday. The noted detective is said to be probing the case from angles that have only recently developed. Mystery surrounds whatever connections he hopes to establish between the Frank case and other cities, however. Burns has been in New York for the past 5 or 6 days after a short visit to Atlanta, during which he conferred with friends of the convicted man and with officials of his Atlanta office. It is rumored that he is also inquiring into the association of William Osborne, the handwriting expert of New York, who was employed by the prosecution, but whose testimony was never used. It is not known what other cities besides New York are included in Burns' investigation. He would give no information to this effect. Neither will he disclose the progress that has thus far been made in his probe. Frank's counsel, silent. Frank's counsel in Atlanta would have nothing to say regarding the investigation Burns is making in other cities. All members of the defense were silent in that respect. Neither would intimate friends of the prisoner have anything to say. Solicitor Dorsey and other associates in the prosecution declared they were unable to conceive of any phase of the famous case that has developed in other cities. Following the knowledge that Burns was extending his investigation to other cities, the Constitution communicated with him by wire Tuesday afternoon. He was reached at the headquarters of his national agency in the Woolworth Building, New York. The following answer was received. The Constitution, Atlanta, I am at present engaged on the Frank case. Have one or two points to visit in connection with same, which will possibly take a day or two. Will then reach Atlanta. I cannot now discuss progress under any circumstances until my final report is made. William J. Burns. Haas returns. Attorney Herbert Haas, associate counsel for the defense, who has been in New York for the past several days, has returned. While in the metropolis, he is said to have conferred with Nina Formby, who accuses detectives of having forced her into swearing to a scandalous story against the prisoner. He is also said to have conferred with William Osborne, the prosecution's handwriting expert, whose testimony was never used in the trial. The Solicitor General is known to be making through investigations of certain phases of evidence to be submitted by the convicted man's defense, and he is in daily conference with private investigators of his own staff and with detectives from police headquarters. Solicitor Dorsey will have nothing to say on the present status of the case. He was away from his office throughout Tuesday afternoon on some secret mission, said to be in interest of the Frank prosecution. For a part of the time, he was accompanied by Detective John Starnes and Pat Campbell, who were named as prosecutors of Frank in the bill of indictment. Page 2, column 2, Jewish editor here. Abraham Cahan, editor-in-chief of the Jewish Daily Forward of New York, one of the largest publications in the world, arrived in Atlanta Tuesday to make an investigation of the Frank case for that paper.